We're heading to the Pacific now in the second of our Just Kai series, talking to farmers and producers in the region. Sashi Karan works with farmers around Fiji through a charity known as Friend, helping them grow and market organic produce. Sashi's team has been in high gear during the pandemic because so many people who lost their tourism jobs have moved back onto the land to sustain themselves. I gave her a call and asked her firstly about Friend's line of traditional organic products.
On the shelves you'll see traditionally cooked homemade chutneys, herbal teas, gluten-free flour, coconut flour, desiccated coconut. So these are the things that people have in their backyards, and we try and evolve that into products so that they have a value addition. And a lot of these products are healthy. They have no preservatives and so on. So we're basically trying to bring traditional recipes back onto the shelves. While we do that, we work on health and famine because NCD is quite rife, malnutrition is rife. And more recently, since the pandemic hit Fiji, yes, we've had zero community transmission, but 40% of our GDP was dependent on tourism. And when tourism went, something like 150,000 people have lost their jobs. And if you multiply those 100,000 plus with dependents, it's about half of Fiji's population is heavily impacted with no tourism. So we've been working heavily with them in terms of food bank, nutrition diversity, and food security. Because tourism has been there long enough, and most intergenerations for 20, 30 years have not had to really dirty their hands and have been very focused on tourism. So to get into replanting needed a different mindset. And while most people went into root crops, which was easier, we had to keep focusing on diverse range of nutritious vegetables to make sure that the family is eating enough. We've also had TC Anna and continuous rainfall this year. So mostly the pandemic-impacted Nandi has had continuous floods and damages to the crops as well. So these challenges are there, but most parts of Fiji went into a high gear and high drive of planting. People who have access to land have moved back onto farms.
Are many people grasping the opportunity to do farming, or is it a case of necessity?
Most people, it was almost a natural thing for them to turn to. It brought families together. They found places to garden, easily, readily accessible seeds, borrowing of seedlings. So it was a natural thing for people to move into. And because now there's abundance of tapioca and cassava, we've been evolving a whole range of value addition from there and working with people on how they could make roti or wraps and make flour out of it, make instant noodles out of it, make biscuits out of it. So we are trying to assist people increase their range of products that they could evolve from manioc. And it's gluten-free, which is amazing. Because normally it will be just boiled or put in the lovo or traded or sold.
Sashi, are some of these people who've lost their jobs and are now growing their own food, are they also doing this commercially?
Yes, there's quite a lot of commercial interest. And we've been very lucky that there's enough interest out of for exports. We've also had interest from New Zealand itself on sourcing organic vegetables and spices and herbs from Fiji. So that's given an additional impetus, encouragement for people to actually work on commercially to be able to sell it.
Now, I've also seen that you offer different types of vegetables for people to grow, which are not necessarily traditional. Oyster mushrooms, for instance.
Mushrooms are so quick and easy to grow, and it requires such little space. So for Nandi in particular, which is urban and peri-urban, and people have very little spaces, the uptake has been good. And people are very excited because, you know, it could take up to 2 weeks for them to see the mushrooms. And, you know, we traditionally have not been eating mushrooms. So there's a lot of interest now in cooking mushrooms and value adding and being able to sell it.
So are, in general, people coping, do you think, there, especially in the west of Fiji, which has been so badly affected by the lack of tourists?
People have been coping, though in an extreme struggle. What we've seen is much more innovation. People who are skilled have turned to innovation, created a lot of little enterprises so they're able to support the families. But it has been a very difficult journey, especially with continuous rain this year that kept damaging the crops. These family ties is resilient, but it is really at the brink. You know, people are running out of the savings for the past year, whether it's superannuation or personal savings. So it's not easy.
And that was Sashi Kiran talking to me from Lautoka in Fiji.